a Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Frank Ray, with my co-host, Angela Pena. And Angela, we wanted to talk today about something that I think gets overlooked quite a bit. And you know, in a time, here we are in December of 2023, affordability because of interest rates and home prices is, you know, still in the forefront of people's minds, especially maybe first-time home buyers.
Right.
But what a lot of people don't consider is that, you know, your typical first-time home buyer loan, Angela, is a lot of times winds up being an FHA loan, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's just because, you know, we have only a 3.5% down payment requirement. They're a little easier on credit and qualifying ratios and all that mm-hmm. good stuff. They're great first-time home buyer loan. Mm-hmm. But what a lot of people don't realize is FHA will lend with only 3.5% down on a single-family home for you as a buyer, or a duplex or a triplex, or even as far as a fourplex. So it's just not looked at a lot. You know, it's not considered. And then let's just discuss kind of this, you know, Angela, like what would be the pros and cons of, you know, wow, maybe instead of focusing on a single family, you know, maybe I could get a triplex and have some rents come in to help offset the mortgage. You know, I mean, what are your thoughts? Pros. Okay. Let's start with pros.
Well, yeah. Pros. Well, I think oftentimes buyers really don't understand what they have available to them when they're processing or thinking about the American dream of owning a home. And so I think often it's lack of knowledge, knowing that you can come in with as little as 3.5% and purchase, like you said, just a residential property, a triplex, fourplex, duplex. And obviously the pros in that is that you come in with a little down payment and you can be a homeowner. So there's all kinds of options for buyers. They just need the knowledge in order to be able to weigh what's going to work best for them.
Yeah, exactly. And the cool thing about the, let's say we find a triplex, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. well, the cool thing is you've got rental income coming in on the property that mm-hmm. you're living in.
Right.
And these days with what rents go for, it could probably, you know, eat up, you know, help you with a good chunk of the mortgage
right.
payment
right.
that you're making.
Absolutely. You know? And I think I talk to buyers often and I let them know, oftentimes when you are considering like buying a home, you know, a duplex, triplex or fourplex can be a great option to allow them to help you pay that mortgage, to build the equity, to then 3 to 5, 7 years down the road, we roll that into another larger property or take that equity and, you know, step up, build, you know, that extra money so that
yeah.
you can buy a home that really suits your family or yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do that. You could do that as well. Right. You're exactly right. 'Cause sometimes maybe the ideal buyer for a triplex or a fourplex, maybe they're not the borrower that's got the family and 3 kids
right.
and that kind of thing, because mm-hmm. if you're buying a fourplex or whatever, it's probably going to be the unit. So just to be clear, on FHA, you have to live in one of the units. So
yes.
just so you know, as a buyer, you got to live in one of them. So let's say you find
right.
a fourplex. We got to live in one of them. Well, that unit that you're going to live in, it's probably not going to be a spacious 3-2, you know, something like that. That would be conducive for a family. It's probably going to be like a 2-1 mm-hmm. or something like that. And so maybe this, it's not ideal for the family, but like you said, excuse me, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, all of a sudden you've got a family,
right?
You know, you could certainly sell, take the equity, buy the bigger, nice big home now, and you could do that. The other angle though, that I think is also a pro in this is that, okay, you could refinance it, right,
mm-hmm.
Down the road into a conventional loan, maybe pull some cash out,
right,
and then you could just rent that baby out. Now you rent out, you've got all 4 units being rented out, and then you
correct.
Could take that cash and buy the home for you and your family.
Absolutely.
Or you could buy another 2-4 unit mm-hmm. property. I think this is an appropriate time to share my story of that client that I have. I've got this client that I worked with about 25 years ago who his first home was a FHA loan on a triplex, and his but his mindset was, I'm going to build up a real estate portfolio. And so over time, over the 25 years or whatever, he just steadily would refinance into a conventional loan, rent it out, and then go buy another home FHA, and you buy a duplex or a triplex, live in it for a couple of years, refinance it, go buy another home FHA, right? You know, and he would and he just rinse and wash, rinse, repeat just over and over again. And he's got like 12 properties now, and like a third of them are completely paid off, free and clear. And so I'd say that's a pro too. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Well, you know, real estate over time has always been our best investment. You know, though, you know, the market goes up and it comes down, overall, it is our absolute best investment that we can actually make. So even, you know, even a small family, newly married couple that want to, you know, start building their portfolio for their future and their families, you know, newly married, or they have one or two kids and they live in a small unit. And like you said, you know, they live there for 2 years, then they can pull some equity, you know, refinance, get a conventional loan, pull some equity, and then buy their own home. And then obviously, you know, there's a few different avenues you can go to actually build for your own future wealth versus giving it to a landlord. So it's always better to own your own.
Well, let's talk about the cons.
Okay.
What's the con to, you know, there's at least a couple that, you know, if we buy a multifamily home, 2 to 4 units, and we're, you know, we're living in one of them, and you know, there's some downside to that too. What, just off your top of your head, what's one of the things you think would be a something to consider?
Well, I mean, you have to determine you want to be a property manager for sure.
There you go. Yeah.
You're going to be managing property, and, you know, managing, you know, people.
Yeah.
And so you have to be willing, you know, to take that on. You know, I think that a con could be, you know, the PMI, the mortgage interest, right? Mm-hmm. That you would be paying. That's obviously in addition to the payment. And going FHA, you do have the mortgage insurance.
Right. Yep.
So that's another con.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a con. Yeah. Couple that come to my mind too, just like you said, the main thing I think is what you said, which is, okay, well, now you're a landlord. So what does that mean? So, you know, I'm living in a triplex. I live in one of the units. I got two people attached to me paying me rent. Well, the garbage disposal goes out. Okay. Well, now I gotta work on that. Right. Or something gets broken, or, you know, these types of things. You got to deal with that. And then plus the other con would be you have to live in one of the units. So not only are you renting to people
2 years,
Yeah. Right? You're for a couple of years, you know, I think your FHA is just a 1 year requirement, you know, you know, you tend to live there for the next 12 months, but you are living with, you know, let's say you do get a triplex and then you're living in one of the units. Well, you've got your renters living with you. You know, for all intents and purposes.
And a pro in that, you definitely have eyes on the property. You know what's going on.
That's true.
And I mean, I always say, you know, if the garbage disposal does break, there again, home warranties will take care of that.
That's true too.
You just have to coordinate it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, there might be increased insurance costs, homeowner costs for living in a triplex because you've got other liability, you know, that you've got to make sure that you cover. Yeah. And then, you know, there's the matter of if you decided to sell it down the road, maybe a triplex doesn't move quite as quickly as a single family. Yeah. I don't know. You'd know better than that.
It's an investment property, of course. Yeah. Right. It's speaking to an investor, right? Just not a family. I mean, it can go both ways. I do have clients call and say, hey, I'd like to buy a duplex. You know, I would like to have the income of the renter to help me pay my mortgage. So it is a great opportunity. I don't know that it's something that young buyers or, you know, first time home buyers really consider as an option to start building that equity, to roll it into something that works better for them.
Yeah.
You know, and I always tell first time home buyers, you know, usually your first time home is, it's not going to be your dream. It's your first stepping stone.
Right. Yeah. Most of the time. Exactly.
100%.
It's a stepping stone. And so the consideration is, as well, if it's a stepping stone, why not make it something that can provide me with income down the road? Right. And let me get in, get established in there, maybe sit in there a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3 years, something like that. And then go ahead and make the move and, you know, rent out the space I was living into somebody else. Now I've got an income generating property that's building equity under my belt, and, you know, wash, rinse, repeat, do, you know, that kind of a thing. So yeah, I, you know, if we're going to look at the pros and the cons, yeah, maybe it's 50-50, maybe, right? Maybe it's 50-50.
Right person, right situation.
Right, right. But it's definitely, I think the point of our show today is just to say that it's definitely worth a consideration. It's something to look at, right? Mm-hmm. And consider that you might not have been thinking about or might not have been looking at, right?
So, and I think that's where it's really important. Like, if, you know, buyers are considering, if they'd like to buy a home, I know most people would like to buy a home. I think they just don't take the opportunity to sit down and talk with somebody about all their options, which is, you know, what I try to encourage buyers. Like, let's sit down and talk about all the options you have. Let's lay it all on the table so you know how you can move forward. You know, talking with yourself as a lender and myself as an agent, you know, this will help people make the best decision, you know, that will build their future wealth, their retirement. And so it's better to, you know, have the knowledge so you can make the best decision.
Exactly. Good stuff. What's the best way for someone to reach you, Angela, if they want to have that conversation?
925-437-4568, or you can reach me at oneheart2homes@yahoo.com.
And that's one spelled out.
One. One
spelled out. And heart spelled out.
Two is a number.
Two is the number. Right.
Yes.
Got it. So the phone number again, 925-437-4568. Get a hold of Angela. If you're a home buyer, and you don't have to be a first time home buyer for this. Maybe you've owned a home in the past. You don't own one now and you're thinking on buying another house. But if we've piqued your interest, right. Yeah. And made you start thinking, maybe I should look at that.
Absolutely. You know,
give Angela a call. The areas that you cover, Angela, real quick.
I will cover all areas, Bay Area, Contra Costa County, Alameda, San Joaquin, you name it. I cover it. I can help out of state as well. So yes.
Okay, good. Good enough. All right. Well, terrific. Again, Angela Pena, 925-437-4568. Get a hold of her. And if you get a hold of her and you want to have a conversation and you want to start talking loans and stuff like that, she'll send you over to me. She'll connect you to me and we'll go from there. But great stuff. I'm so happy we did this. I felt burdened, Angela, to get the word out, you know, that this is available. And what's more, too, is the loan amounts that are available for these types of properties are pretty significant. In Contra Costa County alone, the FHA loan amount, max loan amount for a fourplex is over $2 million. So you're not limited to the smaller stuff. You can you can buy an actual triplex, duplex, fourplex. You know, if you got the money down, you know, you're good
to
go.
So take your first step.
Take your first step. All right. Well, you guys have a great one. Thanks for joining us here on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast with myself and Angela Pena. And we'll catch up with you guys next time right here. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.